This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, seavillepodcast.com.
Went to a party the other night.
Pete Vandalinda joins me live in studio. He is with Vandalinda Recycling online at vandalindarecycling.com. Pete, how are you?
Excellent.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, I am actually proud to say, because I'm so pleased with the service, that I have time disposal. Is that the name?
Yes,
for garbage pickup. And today was my garbage day, and they came by, and two guys, and I had to actually, they actually had to help me carry something to the street, and very, very nice, very helpful. And as they were leaving, they handed me this little blue note, which is holiday wishes from Time Disposal. And in the note, it says, the best news and gift for all of us came on Monday, November 23rd. After months of delays, the MRF, Materials Recovery Facility, or Vandalinda's Recycling Center, was finally issued a state permit to accept household trash for recycling. Now we don't need a separate truck or recycle bin. Now all of your household trash is taken to the Vandalinda's Recycling Center. You don't need to separate a thing. Happy holidays, Time Disposal. Big news.
It is, and it's actually the same Boyd McCauley that owns Time Disposal, I thought, who aptly characterized it in the recent Hook article as, don't get no better than this.
It's very exciting. So we no longer, as long as your garbage pickup goes to your facility, you don't need to separate out any recycling anymore. No brown glass here, no newspapers there. It all goes in the same bin and goes to the street.
Exactly. And I'll read a sentence, a prepared sentence, because I tend to get very excited about this and jump around. And the essence of it is trash recycling made simple. Recycling your stinky, ooey, gooey household trash is now available at Vandalinda Recycling. All you need to do is ask your garbage hauler to bring it to us. We've made recycling of smelly garbage simple for you and cheaper than dumping it in the landfill. The point being, you'll be recycling and you won't even know it.
Yeah.
But there's always good news and there's always some bad news.
And the bad news is?
The bad news is, and in my infinite kind of naivete on this subject, I'm very enthused about recycling, and I'm in kind of a what's not to like mode always when it comes to this, I think, better mousetrap. But what I fail to realize is that the big haulers, the nationals, like, of course, Ravana and their partner BFI, they're not playing the game. They're invested in the landfill's waste management. Similarly, it's just not participating. So I think it's a kind of a disservice to people who otherwise would like to see their trash recycled for less. This actually service actually costs less. As a matter of fact, even the city, disappointingly, is in the very early stages of renewing a five-year contract with waste management that requires all city trash to go to the BFI transfer station and onto the landfill.
So the local arm of the local garbage board, the RSWA, which operates the Ivy landfill or transfer station, which the RSWA represents the city and county governments, basically.
Yes.
It was created by both of them.
Yes.
They, along with waste management and BFI, the big haulers in the area, are essentially working against you. Well, I shouldn't say essentially. What? They are. I mean, when you factor in the lawsuit, they are working very much against you and your efforts to operate a successful business.
Well, inadvertently, I say indirectly, they are. They have a vested interest in a landfill. That's what...
The old model. The old way of doing things.
Exactly.
Let's throw the garbage on the ground and cover it up and pretend it's not there.
They've got a hole in the ground to fill. So that's their agenda. So it's not really so much against recycling as it is for the dump.
Yeah. It's amazing that the city government of Charlottesville, which, you know, some folks like to act like, oh, they're so incredibly liberal and, and progressive, and you know, there's nothing progressive about this. Well, this is amazing. The city is in bed with waste management on this, and is not looking at something like taking trash to your facility.
Well, and I even tried to make a counter proposal that was progressive that would satisfy all parties. I said very simply, waste management continues to haul city trash as per the contract. Don't break the contract. RSWA, I offered this, continues to receive their $16 service contribution fee. And I added city residents, as a result, would receive the garbage recycling at no additional cost. The only loser in this proposal is the landfill.
Interesting. We're talking with Pete Vandalinda. It's online at Vandalinda Recycling. And let's go to Greg is on line one. Let me ask you to put on those headphones so you can hear Greg. He's on line one in Albemarle County. And Greg, give me just a minute. It's not even plugged in. I think it's down there on the counter. Sorry about that. Down there right below you. Greg, give us just a minute while we figure out these headphones. They're not plugged in. Can you find the... maybe Jay James can come give us a hand. There we go. All righty. Sorry about that. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, how are you all?
Very good. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead. You're on with
that. No problem. This whole thing baffles me because you would think with all the greenies in this town, they would be running to Bruce. To me, the BFI and the government is almost borderline collusion in my part and impeding free enterprise. Sounds like a mafia thing almost.
It's mind-boggling. It really is mind-boggling. Pete, I know you didn't hear Greg, but he was just basically agreeing with us that this is so mind-boggling. He said it sounds like a mafia kind of thing, and certainly the mafia has been involved in garbage all over the country in some of the big markets, and we're not saying that that's what's going on here, but it just doesn't smell right, pun intended.
Well, it's about money, and I'm try to be respectful of that, and
when you say it's about money, it's the city and the county operate the Ravana Solid Waste Authority. They own the transfer station,
right?
So they want to make sure that everybody brings their garbage there.
Because every ton of trash that they transfer to the landfill, they get $16. If it comes to me, they don't. That's why I offered in a counter proposal, I'll pay your $16. I really just want to advance the cause of recycling, not beat anybody out of a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you can make money on the back end recycling. That's your business.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, it is amazing. Greg, thanks for the call. Let's see. Greg, did you have a follow-up? Oh, no, we lost Greg. And phone lines are open at 977-1070. We're talking with Pete Vandalinda. This is now. What's the latest on the lawsuit? The Ravana Solid Waste Authority spending a fortune in public money and public dollars suing you.
It will never end. But what I have done, again, trying to be constructive, is I have been taking information to the city council and the board of supervisors, information that they otherwise wouldn't have in terms of it coming from Ravana. So to the extent Ravana is kind of filtering information to them, it's important to me after this is over so that the city council and the board of supervisors can't say, I didn't know. If I had only known, we wouldn't have done this. So I'm really just trying to do a Radio Free Europe here, and just so that everybody knows in advance, and take any of my information, put it to the acid test, see if there's any validity to it. If it's found to be in any way distorted or false, throw it away. But at least everybody will have known in advance, so later nobody can go, gosh, what a waste of millions of dollars and years of time.
So the folks in the city are sort of screwed because if you get your garbage picked up and do your recycling through the city, right?
Well, yeah, there is.
They don't have the option to go to you.
Well, there is good news in this respect. I don't haul trash. I'm not a trash hauler in terms of this household stuff.
You don't have trucks out on the road going house to house.
No, that's right. But the good news is, my understanding is, anybody who objects to this situation can call an independent hauler like Time or Dixon. On our website, Vandalinda Recycling, we list the preferred haulers. And those are all independent guys who stand ready to respond to anyone in the city. The truth is, and my understanding is, they have a right in the city to have anybody haul their trash that they want. So all the independents basically are doing so.
Yeah. The independents are going to you. So anybody in the city, in the county, or in Central Virginia,
right.
if you have BFI and waste management, you're not, it's going to the old model, to the landfill, and being transferred, and it's ending up being thrown in a pit somewhere in Virginia.
All household trash, that's
yeah.
it.
So, but they can change to Time or to Dixon, for example.
That's right.
And they both go to you.
Absolutely.
So all of that household trash gets recycled.
That's right.
Yeah. And so that would be the way to go. Let's go to Phyllis. She's in Charlottesville on line one. Phyllis, you're on with Pete. Thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. I actually just sent a comment on the article that came out in The Hook this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like this lawsuit could really be frivolous. And isn't there some way to handle that so that we as taxpayers aren't paying for what the RWSA is, I don't know, trying to make money off of?
Yeah, Phyllis, I couldn't agree more personally, and I'm speaking for nobody but myself here. It boggles my mind that in the economic climate in which we're in, that the city and the county are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars of our money to sue this guy, to sue you. It just amazes me.
Especially at a time when the budgetary deficits have never been so high. It's just...
Yeah, gets down to the fact that they allege that your haulers were lying about where the garbage was coming from, and it's all a bit confusing to me. But in the end, I could care less. I really, honestly, I could care less. Here's a guy, private business owner. You built a better mousetrap. You beat the government folks at their game. They have a revenue stream that they've come to rely on, which is the old business model, and they're doing everything they can to keep that alive.
It's funny, you know, I recently distributed information that predicted not only will I be found innocent, which incidentally we're 23 months into this thing, and we've got another 20 months to go before we get there. So we're only halfway there.
To a verdict, you mean?
To getting to trial. It's a 2-week trial, and it will be in the summer of 2011.
What? That is... I don't understand this. And so between now and then, we keep having the folks here in the city and the county, we're going to have to pay these lawyers.
And the big cash burn occurs toward the end, in the final months before we actually go to court. And I predicted in writing to the city council and to board members that in the end, not only will I be found completely innocent, but there will be an award in my favor. I've tried to spell it out to them. And I also said in writing, trying to give someone a heads up, if they'll just read the information, that after which all of the other similarly affected haulers will confidently bring a class action suit to follow on the heels of the precedent that I will set. I'm innocent, and as a matter of fact, they owe me money, and I've tried to make it clear. I'm just hoping somebody will read it, ask me if they have questions, try to understand it, and then I think a lot of wasted money and time could be better redirected in them.
This is just amazing to me. And of course, all of this falls under Tom Frederick's leadership, which is also the whole water stuff as well. Just absolutely amazing to me that this is going on in Central Virginia, this kind of waste of money. Thank you, Phyllis, for the call. We appreciate it. The big news, there's a big article in The Hook that Pete Van Linde's recycling facility is now accepting household waste, which means all that can be recycled. And the independent haulers like that I use, Dixon and Time, they're taking their stuff to you. Everybody who uses Dixon and Time and the private haulers that go to you, they can throw everything in one can and it gets recycled. No more separating out. But meanwhile, everybody who's using the big haulers, Waste Management and BFI, for example, that is not the case.
That's
they
right.
They're essentially boycotting you.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, that recent Hook article, I think, really highlights the essence of this lawsuit, because the beginning dwells singularly on a 2-year effort. I mean, read it. Tell me if I'm slanting it, where the RSWA BFI team for the last 2 years directed DEQ on innumerable false alleged violations at our existing facility to deny me my existing permit and prevent me from getting my new permit. They said it. I didn't. DEQ always remains neutral. They weren't even supposed to say what they said to the Hook, but that's how irritated they
were. Yeah, and I would
recommend
folks to read. Dave McNair, of course, is the amazing reporter that's been following this story from the very beginning at The Hook online at readthehook.com. And, of course, Dave got the DEQ official to actually talk and for the first time and said, yeah, there's interest in Charlottesville that have been trying to basically shut Vandalinda down.
So if it's just about fees, why the 2-year effort to deny me my new permit for household trash and have my old permit revoked? I don't see the connection there.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I would hope that we would have the type of community that could stand up and the kind of local representation that could stand up and say enough is enough. This is just ridiculous. Pete Vandalinda, VandalindaRecycling.com. Congratulations, and I'm very proud that my garbage goes to you.
Thank you. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yep.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.